Wild made some interesting news here late last week, and yesterday it became official that they have moved their minor league team in the American Hockey League, the American Hockey Association, from Houston, where it had been there for many, many years, to Des Moines. Of course, we all know Des Moines has a USHL franchise there. The AHL has been in Des Moines before, and from the Minnesota Wild, joining us on the fan line, he is the manager of corporate communications for the Wild, Ryan Stanzel. Hey, Ryan, welcome to Sioux Falls.
Thanks. Was there a couple years ago for the road tour. Love Sioux Falls.
On that hot day that we had, we had Tom Reed and Mr. Kurtz down here. Did we have Josh Harding down here that day?
I think we might have. I think that's the one, day of the road tour I've ever not had to wear short or long sleeves. Usually it's wherever I go, I'm on the very northern edge and it's freezing cold, so I enjoyed having a warm stop for once.
It was a very warm day, and you know what? We got to get the Wild back here. We got a lot of fans here in Sioux Falls. We got to bring the Wild tour back to Sioux Falls again. So,
I hope so.
Well, Ryan, what was the? You know, we've heard things that the arena that the Houston Aeros were playing in, they thought they could make more money doing concerts and stuff, and whether they were forced out or not. What's the story? What happened with the Wild moving Houston to Des Moines?
Well, you know, the lease agreement was over. Both sides worked diligently to get something done, and there was no deal done. So, you know, we had to look for another spot. And obviously, geographically, Des Moines makes a lot of sense. It is a great sports market. We think it's a good hockey market, and I think we have some things going for us that will help us be successful there.
Were there any other locations that were talked about other than Des Moines, something that was a little bit closer to the Twin Cities?
I don't think anything closer than the Twin Cities. They talked to three or four other markets, but, you know, the fact that obviously Des Moines has an AHL-ready building, it seats 16,000 Wells Fargo Arena is terrific. You know, 3 hours, 3.5 hours really isn't that far when you think about it. We've had some of our fans express interest in going down there even to see some games. The first guy we saw at the press conference yesterday is actually from Iowa, but he's a huge Wild fan. He was at the Wild game Sunday night. Up here, got his car, drove down, and beat all of us at the press conference Monday morning. Certainly, we had 20 free T-shirts to give away, and our owner made sure that he got one of those 20. So,
nice.
There are definitely some passionate fans there. The other two teams, no, they didn't work out, but as I said, we think that we have a plan in place, beginning with embracing the community, embracing youth hockey there, embracing the Bucks, quite honestly. We're not there to compete. You know, just like we do in Minnesota and everywhere else, you know, we might be the state of hockey, but we embrace all the other sports teams, whether it be junior, you know, peewee, things like that. We're here to grow the game throughout now the entire Upper Midwest.
Yeah, that was my question, Ryan, when it came to the AHL affiliate moving it from Houston to Des Moines, that they had an AHL team from like 2005 to 2009, and you've got the USHL. The Wild confident that there's going to be enough of a hockey market there where neither the Buccaneers nor the Iowa Wild, neither one of those teams is going to suffer?
No, I think there's definitely plenty of hockey fans there, plenty of sports fans there. You know, it's a great market for baseball as well. That arena also has an arena football team, an NBDL team. So we're confident, you know, in that the regional awareness of the Wild and so many Wild fans there, you know, they can get some Wild games on TV. And the other thing, you know, honestly, are the team, the Aeros have made the playoffs 10 of the last 12 years. Obviously, they won the Calder Cup in 2011, but we have a lot of very highly touted prospects right now that's just going to help going into next year and beyond. That, you know, we have so many good players, the second-rated prospect system in the NHL. All those guys would be able to not only see them there, but potentially then down the road see them, you know, 3 hours away. Up in St. Paul.
What was the biggest, what is going to be the biggest difference in the way that the Aeros are run in Des Moines than they were in Houston? Is it because, basically, the difference of the AHL team that's going to be in Des Moines now and the one that failed there a few years back, what's the big difference between the two?
You know, I think, first of all, ever since the Wild began running the Aeros, I think in 2003, which was the year I actually used to work in Easton for the Arrows in this position. That team has been one of the best run teams in all the AHL. Dave Andrews said it yesterday, you know, they're constantly near the top of group sales and everything else. It's a huge market, and they draw pretty well in that market. And a lot of that is through the people that are real hard work at ticket sales, things like that. Mm-hmm. So I think that once the president gets hired in Des Moines and they gets on the ground there, I think they're going to find that the staff is probably bigger than prior teams. They're going to have a lot of people dedicated to, you know, reaching out to youth hockey, dedicated to group sales, probably more dedicated employees in that area owned by a team like this. Obviously, because we own the team, Minnesota Sports Entertainment certainly wants it to be as successful as it can, so we're going to put the resources into it to make it successful. Mm-hmm.
He's Ryan Stanzel, Minnesota Wild Manager of Corporate Communications, joining us on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. A lot of us in Sioux Falls, you know, we know a lot about the USHL with the Stampede playing, but we don't know a lot about the AHL. There are, 30 teams, something like that, in the AHL. What's attendance like in the American Hockey League?
I think the Arrows are typically in the top 5 or 6 of the league. They average probably 6,500 to 7,000. Some nights they have over 10. You know, a lot of it's based on how big the buildings are. You've got some buildings out east. I think Binghamton seats maybe 4,500, and they fill it almost every night, but it's a much smaller area to have to fill. It's without a doubt the top developmental affiliate of the NHL. I'd say, I don't have the statistics in front of me, but at least 75 or 80% of all the players in the NHL have spent some time in the AHL. I mean, and big time guys like Marty Brodeur, Mikko Koivu from our team played during the first lockout down there. Brent Burns, those type guys, Pierre-Marc Bouchard developed in the AHL. So, it's really a chance to, for those guys that maybe need a little bit of seasoning before they make the jump from junior or college to the NHL. It's a great chance to, you know, it's, the rules are the same as the NHL. It's a two referee, two linesman system. They typically incorporate the same rules that they have in the NHL. There was the hybrid icing that was being tested, and they stopped that immediately when the NHL started back up, so there'd be consistency. So
yeah,
they really modeled themselves after the NHL. Dave Andrews, the president and CEO, who was at our press conference yesterday, it's his 19th year there, so they've had a lot of stability throughout the years. You know, some teams have come and gone. They've had their cornerstone markets as well, but it's an extremely strong league.
Just curious, just in case, this is just a big if Sioux Falls did not have a USHL team, because an AHL and a USHL team could not compete together, certainly in Sioux Falls, but would an AHL team be successful in a town the similar size as Sioux Falls, where, you know, our metro, if you go out, I don't know how many miles, you know, we could get to 250,000 people. Could it survive in a town like Sioux Falls?
What's the USHL team? What are they average attendance wise?
Well, this year, 3,400 per game.
Yeah, I mean they'd be probably the bottom third of attendance in the AHL just for that. But if you can get that many people, I'd say a little excitement for pro hockey. Yeah, certainly. You know, there's a lot of markets. You look at, Peoria, Illinois has a team, although they might be going away, but. You know, some really smaller markets that are hockey hotbeds have certainly been successful over the years.
Very interesting. And they will begin play in Des Moines here this fall?
Correct, yep. Sometime in October, the Arrows are in the playoffs now. They're playing Grand Rapids this weekend. And once that ends, I think the first step really in Des Moines will be getting that president hired. And then they'll have, you know, some staff will probably move, some probably will not. They'll get fully cranked up over the summer and have things going in October.
Of course, we've had a former Stampede player play for the Houston Arrows. It was Nate Prosser played down there, and of course now with the Minnesota Wild. Hey, Ryan, good stuff. Remember, we got to get the Wild Road Tour back in Sioux Falls. We're all for it, okay?
Sounds good. I hope to see you guys soon.
Thanks for the time.
Ryan,
we really appreciate it.
All right, take care, guys.
There he goes, Ryan Stanzel, Minnesota Wild, Manager of Corporate Communications here on the program.